children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal life. The National Broadcasting Company and its ill-affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Life. This program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's drama by Morton Wishengrad is entitled A Sound of Music and is the true story of Adolph Baller. Featured as Mr. Baller is Alexander Scourby. Mitzi Gould is the narrator.
Good hands, hasn't he? Good hands to make a sound of music. And yet they are not extraordinary hands. Rather small, in fact. Delicate. With fingers slender. I think that whatever is unique in Adolph Baller comes from his spirit through those fingers. It's strange that I should say that. For a man's fingers are only flesh and bone. And bone is fragile and flesh bruises. But the human spirit is something more. It is like gold tried in the fire. It remains pure. Even in the furnace of adversity, it remains pure. Once, Adolph Baller was only a concert pianist with gifted hands. But today, I think that Adolph Baller is something more. And I think I know. 8 years ago, I was his fiancée. Born in Poland. I lived in Austria. He was a pianist. I was a violinist. Our music brought us together. In March 1938, Adolph Baller left my house in Vienna to rehearse the Emperor Concerto with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. There was nothing strange in this. There was to be a concert at the Vienna Concert Hall, and Adolph Baller was a celebrated pianist. Nothing strange. Only the day was strange. It was March 11th, 1938.
Johann, where's the orchestra? Am I too early?
The orchestra went home, Herr Baller.
But we're supposed to rehearse.
The orchestra went home, Herr Baller.
But we have to prepare our concert.
No concert, Herr Baller. We're closing the concert hall. Take my advice and go home.
Go home?
And these are the shutters. And make sure the lights are put out.
Go home, Herr Baller.
Why? I don't understand.
Von Schuschnigg has resigned.
Hmm?
Arthur Seiss-Inquart has succeeded him.
And hurry with those shutters. Get a move on.
Johann, what does it mean?
It means that the Nazis are here. Herr Baller, go home. Go home as fast as you can. Is that him?
Where?
Turning the corner.
That's the one. Signal the other car. All right, let's go.
All right, you.
We want to see you, Herr Baller.
I don't know you.
Get into the car.
What for?
Get into the car.
I'm a Polish citizen. You can't do this.
I advise you, Herr Baller, to get into the car.
You can't do this. I'll show you my passport. You've made a mistake.
Have we made a mistake, Heinrich?
Not at all.
What authority do you have?
Heinrich, kindly show Herr Baller our authorization. Good enough, Heinrich. Now give me a hand with the Jew.
Who is this one?
Another Jew.
All right.
This one is a pianist.
Oh, he is.
I thought you'd like to know.
Naturally, I like to know these things. So he's a pianist. Interesting.
I'm a Polish citizen. I demand to see the Polish consul.
Do you?
I demand that you notify my fiancée, Fräulein Edith Strauss.
So you are a pianist, eh? I should like to see your fingers, if you please. I said I should like to see your fingers.
Do as he says. What are you going to do?
Oh, come. Let's not be boorish. I'm a man of aesthetic taste. I should like to see your fingers.
Why? Do as he says. Put your fingers on the table. You don't talk like a hoodlum.
Thank you. You can do it that way, please. Your fingers, if you please. That's better. So these are the fingers of the pianist. Interesting. Then I leave them on the table. I said leave them on the table. All right.
Shall I hold his wrist?
Yes, if you will be so kind. By all means, hold...
Herr Baller.
By all means, hold Herr Baller's wrist. I wish to study his fingers.
I waited for him. Tell me, have you ever waited? Have you ever sat in a darkened house in the middle of a darkened city, waiting for a familiar step, waiting for a familiar knock on the door, for the clasp of a familiar hand? Not a large hand. A hand with slender fingers, fragile fingers that make a sound of music. I waited. I waited through the night, and I knew the meaning of the verse from the psalm. O Lord, out of the depths, I cry to thee. My foster father went to the Polish consul. Near Turkenschanstrasse in the 18th district, they found Adolf Baller. 3 days later, the Nazis released him.
Fräulein Strauss?
Yes, I'm Edith Strauss. Have you...
In the car.
He's in there.
All yours, Fräulein. Well, what's the matter?
There's been some mistake.
No mistake.
I tell you, there's been a mistake. I don't know this man.
No? Here. His passport for Fräulein Strauss. No mistake.
That can't be Adolf Baller. I tell you, that can't be Adolf Baller.
Do you want him, Fräulein, or don't you?
It can't be Adolf Baller.
Fräulein, I haven't got all day. If you want your fiancé, well, you'll have to take him the way he is.
Is that you, Edith? I can't see.
Yes, it's Edith.
Edith, tell me about my fingers. Edith, find my hands.
They're not hands anymore.
They walked across my hands. They beat me with clubs. They put their cigarettes out against me. They kicked me. But they walked across my hands, back and forth, back and forth. Edith, please speak to me. Edith, I can't see you. I can't open my eyes. I can't feel with my fingers. Edith, speak to me. All right, I know. My hands are broken. I'm never going to play again.
Yes, Doctor.
Sit down, Fräulein.
Yes, Doctor.
Fräulein, there appears to be a rupture of the kidney. His eyes are... well, I think you will see. Use this for the burns. That's all, Fräulein.
Doctor, his hands.
I can't tell. His hands... they're not human hands now. I can't tell, Fräulein.
You must tell me, Doctor. Don't try to make it easy.
Very well. The holes burnt in his hands. They'll heal, I think. I don't know how many fingers are broken. I don't know whether the bone is merely broken or entirely crushed. We'll have to wait till the swelling goes down. That's all, Fräulein.
Doctor, will he...
Fräulein, Adolf Bahler will never be able to play the piano again.
Do you ever stand before the crisp Sabbath candle? Do you ever say a Sabbath blessing? Do you open a holy book and pray to God? Do you find consolation in words, or in silence, or in speech? Do you? But then your light has not gone out. What is yours is still yours. What is you is still you. But 10 fingers, 10 fingers, 2 hands, 2 hands of fragile bone and fragile flesh. That was Adolf Bahler. Do you understand this? Those fingers were the altar of his synagogue. Those fingers were the expression of his spirit. And what was acceptable to God and good to men was the sound of music from Adolf Bahler's fingers. Do you understand that? Could no longer stay in Vienna. Even had they allowed it, the air of Vienna was acid on the tongue and dry in the throat. So we went to Budapest as soon as he was able to be moved. And in Budapest, there were bone specialists.
So? Herr Bahler, you're also something of a composer, I understand. Try bending your fingers, Herr Bahler. No pressure. Don't strain. So, you do not bend.
I can try again.
For today, it is enough.
I'll try again.
No, let us talk, Herr Bahler. You're a composer also, yes?
He's written a fine sonata for piano and violin.
It is good. Musical composition is fine.
Doctor, I'm a pianist.
Still, to compose, that is even better. Is it not so, Fräulein?
Why don't you say it, Doctor?
Herr Bahler, I shall say it. No use.
I'm going to play again.
You must face it, Herr Bahler. It's no use. Be thankful that you have regained vision in one eye. Your hand? I do not think so.
Doctor, they didn't beat only me. They beat other people. When they brought me to the house near Turkenschanstrasse, the chairs and the furniture were floating. They were floating on human blood.
Why do you tell me this, Herr Bahler?
They didn't do it with passion, Doctor. Don't you understand? They weren't angry. They were methodical.
Still,
I don't know how to say it, Doctor. I've got to play again. If I don't play, they've killed me. We mustn't allow that, Doctor.
Can you bend your fingers, Herr Bahler?
Not today, but there's tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, Herr Bahler.
Doctor, we have to fight back. Music is the only thing I have.
Doctor, will massage help?
Perhaps. In any case, it will do no harm.
I can do that, then. I'll massage his hands. Every day, all the time. I'll massage until...
What is the good, Fräulein? Waste your time and deceive each other with false hopes. Some things are broken and are mended. Some things are broken and are not to be mended. I'm sorry. You will excuse me. I must go now.
I'll get you a cup of tea.
No, Edith. It
will be good for you.
I don't want tea.
I'll get a book, then. I'll read to you.
I don't want to be read to.
You mustn't make it more difficult than it is. I'll be back in a moment.
Don't go, Edith. Edith, come here. I want you to massage my hands. I want you to start now.
How is it written? Gold is tried in fire, and acceptable men are tested in the furnace of adversity. I massaged his hands. Fingers stiff. Fingers no longer slender and delicate. The broken bones had come closer together, but the flesh was numb and dull. Flesh no longer sensitive. Flesh no longer willing to make a sound of music. I massaged the flesh, and Adolf Bala smiled. Can a man smile when his teeth are clenched? He smiled. Every day of every week of every month, the same smile. In Budapest, 7 years ago, I married a man with broken hands. One day, soon after we were married, I came home. I put my key in the lock. I turned the key. But I did not open the door, because there was a sound. It was a sound I heard. Oh, Lord, it was not a sound of music. It was Adolf Bala's heart. His fingers were like clumsy, childish hammers. But he was at the keyboard, and there was a look in his eyes.
Edith.
Yes.
You heard?
I heard.
I'm doing it.
There's sweat on your face.
Did you hear what I said? I can do it.
Here's my handkerchief. Wipe your face.
You'll see.
On your forehead, it's all wet. Here.
I said you're going to see. You're going to hear.
Yes.
Say you're glad. Edith, say you're glad.
I'm glad, darling. Know what this is? An electric vibrator. Hold out your hand, darling. This is going to help. They look better. Even I can see that they look better. Hold out your hands, darling.
Clench. Unclench. Clench. Unclench. Good Lord, but I'm tired.
You can't stop now. You must go on. I know it's only a wooden board, but that's the treatment. Now, come on, press. That's right. Press. Stretch. Press.
Here are the new X-ray plates. Mrs. Barrow, I'd like to shake hands with you.
Dr. Some things are broken and cannot be mended. And some things are broken. And while bone is fragile and flesh bruises, the spirit is strong. The human spirit stretching the bruised hands. Hands and fingers pressing a wooden board, gaining strength. Clenching, unclenching, stretching. Days and weeks and months. And sweat on a man's face and a look in his eye. And a sound of music again. Sonata in B minor for violin and piano. Sonata of Adolf Bala. And my violin no longer shut away in its case. Each man must affirm the human spirit for himself. Each man must render his testimony in his own time, in his own fashion. And this was Adolf Bala's testimony and his affirmation. We left Budapest for France. From France, 7 years ago, we sailed as immigrants to America. Only the clothes we wore, only the music we brought, was all we could bring. A memory of pain and a sound of music.
Bala, I can assure you that you like this concert tour.
I hope so.
Take my word for it. I've been managing these things for a long time. I know a natural when I see one. People are going to come to hear you. Take my word for that.
Well, how do you mean?
Natural publicity, that's what. Your story isn't going to hurt at the box office, if you know what I mean.
I'm very grateful, but please, what has happened to me has happened. I want to forget it.
Yeah, but people will come to hear you because of it.
I'm only one of thousands who came through it. I suffered much less than they. Besides,
yes?
I'm a musician. If people will come to hear the music, I shall be very glad, but I want them to listen to me only for the sake of the music.
Well?
My wife and I have thought this through. It's how we want it.
All right, if you say so. Now, here's your itinerary. Complete list of train reservations, hotel reservations, the whole business. And, by the way, Paula.
Yes?
Have you ever heard of Los Gatos?
Is it something to eat?
No, it's a little town in California, about 50 miles from San Francisco. Yeah. How would you like to take a trip there?
I don't know.
Man out there who'd like to see you.
Is there?
Man called Menuhin. Yehudi Menuhin.
He wants to see me.
That's right. Mr. Menuhin happens to need an accompanist.
Me?
Here are your train reservations. I think you and Mrs. Baller are going to be happy in California.
Received a letter this year from your husband or your son or your brother. Perhaps they wrote to you that standing before the barracks or in the crowded hospital ward, Yehudi Menuhin gave a concert. And perhaps they noticed the hands of his accompanist. There was nothing extraordinary about those hands. Merely the 10 fingers of an American citizen called Adolf Bala. He made a sound of music, and that was all. This was his affirmation, in his own time and his own fashion, that gold is tried in fire, and acceptable men are tested in the furnace of adversity. I would say more if I could, but when you stand on American ground, somewhere under the American sun, the words fill your heart. And they choke your throat. And you are glad. And you do not speak.
If you would like
like a free copy of today's story, the story of an American citizen named Adolph Baller, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take pleasure in introducing Rabbi J.X. Cohen of the Free Synagogue in New York City. Rabbi Cohen.
Baller the musician consciously willed to live again to the sound of music, music that would revivify in multitudes the will to carry on to victory, despite bitter handicaps and seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Baller unconsciously reflected in his will to live the unquenchable spirit of the Jewish people. The psalmist has said it, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Bala was indeed chastened sore, almost beyond comprehension to make music sound again. But his spirit had not been given over unto death. And so has it been with the people Israel. Though torn and tormented, ravaged by crimes unspeakable, tortured by cruelties incredible, it still declares, Am Yisroel Chai, the people Israel shall live. One man's uncrushable hope carried him on to victory over hideously vicious underlings. Even so, a whole people, though tragically bereft, will carry on to full victory of the spirit, victory over those beasts garbed as men who in their lust for world dominion vainly sought to snuff out the flame of civilization. The enemy of civilization has lost the battle. His evil disciples today stand before the bar of justice, a tribunal more potent than the bar of history, to be forever condemned for their multitudinous crimes. They reduced to nameless, furnaced dust 6 million European Jews, together with hundreds of thousands of Christian men and women. But they could not entomb the spirit of these unnumbered dead, whose luminescence comes from the unquenchable flame of the eternal light. And the blessings of that light, reflected by the multiple faiths of man in the eternal God, will yet bring salvation, goodwill, and peace to all mankind.
Thank you, Rabbi Cohen. The Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. Today's story was based on Music Hitler Couldn't Silence, an article by Dean Jennings which appeared in a recent issue of Coronet. Adolph Baller was played by Alexander Scourby. Mitzi Gould was the narrator. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program was presented by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations and comes to you each week at this time under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. For a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.